And thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here is our toll-free telephone number. If you'd like to be a part of the program, it is 800-941-SHAWN if you want to join us. Actually, very funny. I don't know if it was you, Linda, or sweet baby James that handed me the RNC research. You get to watch a reflection.
Me.
Okay. So apparently Joe Biden is with the Prime Minister of Japan. I'll play some of it later in the program. But for the first time in like forever, he's taken a couple of questions from the mob and the media. And what's interesting is, remember, every time that he would do a Q&A with the media, he'd say, I'm supposed to go to Tom so-and-so from this network. Tom so-and-so, what is your question? That's not the way any other president has ever done a press conference. What you can see is a reflection in Biden's sunglasses. He's reading the entire answer verbatim from his notes. That's why he can't do press conferences. That's why he will never debate Donald Trump. Now, one other indication that Biden knows he's in deep Adam Schiff, and that is very clearly they can't run on their record. What are they going to run on? His immigration record? They're going to run on law and order and no bail laws and defund and dismantle? Are they going to run on the inflation numbers that went up 3.5% again this month? Oh, year over year from last year? I thought it was supposed to be transitory. Apparently not. So the only thing they've got left, and this is all you're hearing anything out of Biden or the people that tweet on his behalf, because they do everything else on his behalf, is not just the most vile, vicious attacks. What did I tell this audience and my TV audience on January 2nd after my long vacation, which is always at the end of the year around Christmas? I spent about 1 week becoming a normal human being again and getting my bearings and getting centered. And then I usually try to have a little bit of fun with my family. That's it. But, you know, for the most part, we don't take a lot of days off on the show. We just can't, especially in election years. But the only thing they've got left is to smear, slander, attack, and besmirch. The traditional book is Republicans are racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, now add transphobic. They want to take away grandma and grandpa's Social Security. They want dirty air and dirty water. They want to take away Medicare. They want to tax the poor people and give tax cuts to the rich. That's it. That's the traditional model. Add to Trump, you know, democracy in peril, January 6th, all while ignoring the summer of 2020 riots that were supported by the likes of Vice President Harris tweeting out the bail fund, and that resulted in dozens of dead Americans and thousands of injured police and billions of dollars in property damage. Those 574 insurrections, riots, whatever you want to call them, the mob, the media, and Democrats are all telling you they're mostly peaceful. No, they weren't mostly peaceful. Now you've got, you know, Biden going head. He just has to lean in hard to just go to the next level of attacking Donald Trump. You know, my predecessor and his MAGA friends want to. I love the phrase, the language they use. They want to terminate the Affordable Care Act. Terminate. Well, I guess what? Quote, killing millions of Americans, taking them off health care insurance and stripping others of services like home care. Okay. That is a lie. The president is just a liar. This is slander, smearing, besmirching at its worst. Now, never mind the fact that what were we promised with Obamacare? You keep your doctor, you keep your plan, and the average family saves $2,500 on average per year. Millions of Americans, you know who you are, lost your doctors, lost your plans. We're all paying about 200, 250% more than we were paying, and we're getting less for what we paid for. And you have close to half the country now only having one Obamacare exchange option. That's it. That's what it's done. You want to talk about bad health care? Well, that's Obamacare. And no, Republicans don't want to kill millions of Americans. But they get away with it because their friends in the mob, the media, are not going to call them out on it. In this Univision interview that he gave, let's look at the way Trump talks about Latinos. He talks about them as Mexicans and rapists and criminals and murderers. Really? Let's stop for a second. Can somebody tell Joe maybe it's time to call Lakin Riley's parents? What about all of the examples, too many, too numerous for me to mention now, of all the examples of murder, homicide, rape, robbery by Joe Biden's unvetted over 10 million illegal immigrants? And if he says, well, Trump is the biggest threat to democracy, Biden says. Nope, the biggest threat to this country right now and democracy would be Joe Biden's open borders, allowing in Iranians unvetted, Syrians unvetted, the Chinese nationals unvetted, Russian nationals unvetted, Egyptian nationals unvetted, Afghanistan nationals unvetted. No, that would be the biggest threat to the country. And Joe Biden clearly doesn't ever take the time. The government doesn't keep statistics on violent crimes of illegal immigrants. Maybe they ought to. There's probably a reason why they don't, so they can continue helping, aiding, and abetting in the law breaking, because that's going to help them down the road, they think, when they offer their amnesty and they'll give something of great value. I wonder what they want in return. Maybe a vote or something? I don't know. You know, then he says, exploding national debt. Republicans like Trump want to cut Social Security and Medicare and pass a national ban on women's right to choose. No, they don't. And we'll deal with the Arizona issue in a minute. He refuses to denounce political violence. Many of you will peacefully and patriotically march to the Capitol so your voices will be heard. I know that didn't show up in Liz Cheney's and the January 6th committee's Hollywood-produced extravaganza, nor did it show up that the driver of Donald Trump that day, the Secret Service agent, or Nada, actually told the committee Donald Trump never tried to commandeer the vehicle, but yet they went with a hearsay witness that said just the opposite when they knew the truth. And now we're missing a lot of the evidence and documentation of that committee. How convenient for them. And now we also now know Donald Trump in the days leading up to January 6th called together the defense secretary, the acting defense secretary, his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, President Trump, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Milley, all are on record as saying Donald Trump wanted to call up 10,000 or at least 10,000 guard troops on the days before January 6th. Oh, how come that didn't show up in their report? How come they didn't interview the Capitol Police chief who was begging for National Guard help? And if you want to talk about a threat, why don't they, if you want to talk about political violence, what about a vice president? That would be Harris, who tweeted out a bail fund after a police precinct was burned to the ground during one of those peaceful riots in the summer of 2020. Mostly peaceful. Yeah, not quite. You know, I'll say what Trump won't. Political violence is never acceptable. Then why did you pick a vice presidential candidate, now vice president, that supported a bail fund that went on national TV and said, no, they're not going to stop rioting. They shouldn't stop rioting. We're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. Blah, blah, blah. Then he says in a tweet, Joe Biden of Trump, he doesn't trust women. I do. Oh, okay, because he takes, direct actions because based on whatever Jill Biden tells him to do that day. Is that what he's referring to? I have no idea. Doesn't trust women? Why don't you learn to be a grandfather first, Joe, to your little granddaughter in Arkansas that you failed to acknowledge yet again? You know, Trump has no clue what he's talking about when he attacks Latino and immigrant communities. He's not attacking them. No, it was Donald Trump's policies that gave us record low after record low after record low unemployment for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, women in the workplace, and African American youth unemployment. Donald Trump is trying to rip away health care from millions of Americans, and you could be one of them. They tweeted that out March 22nd. That's a lie. You know, the guy despises Latinos, he tells Univision. No, he doesn't. If those people coming from countries are involved in crimes in the country, it's Joe Biden that has blood on his hands for aiding and abetting in the law breaking. In a tweet, March 18, our freedoms are on the ballot. MAGA Republicans want to take them away. Take away what? What freedom do they want to take away? A lie. Many of my Republican friends want to put Social Security and Medicare back on the chopping block again. No, that's another lie that they're telling. Notice a consistent pattern here. They have to lie because they can't tell the truth about their record because it's a failed record. You know, now the former president is telling Putin, do whatever the hell you want. No, that's not what the president was saying. The president was saying that he got along with Putin and Putin respected him, just like Xi respected him, just like nobody respects Joe Biden. My predecessor and some of you seek to bury the truth about January 6th, blah, blah. How about you have buried the truth about the summer of 2020 by lying to the American people? Where's the committee looking into those summer riots that killed dozens of Americans, injured thousands of cops, caused billions in property damage? There's such phonies. Then he starts, there's nothing he can run on. Notice there's not one thing that he can say about what he's done that has been successful. He doesn't have a damn thing to run on. And he's blaming Trump for the near death of a woman denied an abortion in Texas. Donald Trump did this, he's actually saying. You got to be kidding me. You know, he's killing millions of Americans because he wants to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. No, it's called free market capitalism, Joe, because every promise you and Obama made about Obamacare turned out to be nothing but a big fat lie. You're the liar, and now you have to lie and say something that was a failure is a success. By the way, a new State Department diversity chief says he believes the U.S. is a failed historical model. Wow. Unbelievable. This is how radical they are. By the way, Biden is now using its new $80 billion cash infusion to the IRS to go after middle class earners. Wow. This was in the New York Post. We were reassured that it was only going to mean to target millionaires and billionaires. The IRS has historically spent an awful lot of time targeting low and middle income earners. President Biden wanted to hire this new army of tax collectors, and as of last summer, 63% of all new audits targeted taxpayers with incomes less than $200,000. Another lie. You're not going to pay another penny in new taxes if you make under $400,000 a year. Another lie. Even Ron Klain joining David Axelrod saying that, you know, Biden is just way off in his messaging, arguing that he's too focused on long-term infrastructure projects like bridges. He's focused too much on bridges. He's talking too often about bridges. And good old Scranton Joe is alienating blue-collar Democrats with his, you know, ritzy celebrity campaign gigs, like the one that he had at Radio City Music Hall with Clinton and Obama, who he's trying to use, I guess, their whatever remaining popularity they have to bolster his lack of popularity, as evidenced by every poll. We got bad economic inflation numbers today. We'll get to that in the course of the program. We'll get to Joe Biden literally abandoning Israel because of his own political ambition, and he's now helping Hamas. That's right. I said it because it's true. Now, I've been talking for months about how the Knox entry system is helping law enforcement gain the access they need to schools during any hostile event. More than 200 municipalities now currently trust the Knox entry system to provide a secure and efficient means to get access when and where they need it, when seconds can literally save lives. Now we have businesses and airports. They have joined schools, law enforcement, fire departments, and they're now using Knox entry to manage first responder access and or authorized service activity to better protect and monitor their critical assets. Knox Entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. Now, if your company has important assets you need to better protect, contact our friends at Knox today. Just go to their website. It's knox.com. That's knox.com, knox.com.